Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek, is with us right now. We are talking about Nikki Alcaraz, who was missing for quite some time, now has been found. As of our recording, I believe she's still with the man that she was accusing of abusing her. We're talking about another breakdown here. It very much reminded me of Gabby Petito, where the police came in. They saw a couple, both not mentally well. I think most of us could agree on that. But at the same point, she wanted him to be separated from him. And somehow, by the end of that meeting on the side of the road, they decided, nope, you two can stay together. And then, you know, she goes missing. What kind of failures are we seeing here? And why do we keep seeing this sort of thing with couples that are in these abusive situations? And we have authorities right there to try and make something stop. But are their hands tied if the couple says no, go away? Or can they step in and make a decision, even if the couple is saying, no, please don't do that?
Well, you hit it right there. It could go either way. And the people on scene have to make that call. And unfortunately, part of the calls that law enforcement are making these days are they're not just making the call for the safety and welfare of the person that they're engaging with. They have to make calls for their own safety and welfare, for providing for their families, because they don't know what the backlash is going to be.
Yeah.
That's clearly what this is. And also, and I like that, I think it was the sheriff or the chief, whoever it was, really owned up that, said, yep, this was clearly something we should have done different on. I love it when people don't try to defend their actions or rationalize their actions and say, yep, we could have done better on this one. We're going to learn. We're going to get better. And thank God she didn't die and they did find her. But hopefully they'll get better from this situation. But yeah, it's just another clear situation of people, I think, in fear of making a decision because they're weighing their, and this kind of wraps up a lot of the things we've been talking about. For years and years and decades and generations and throughout history, law enforcement and people that go into law enforcement, I've trained law enforcement for decades, and I've had them take behavioral assessments. And I've, you know, a simple, easy one that people are very familiar with called DISC, the personal discernment inventory. And you have four quadrants on DISC, and on the lower right quadrant, it's a quadrant called STEADY. These are people that are indirect, people-oriented individuals that generally are great listeners, they're servants, they're humble, they have a lot of humility. Did you know that out of every single class I've ever taught, I've given this assessment hundreds, if not thousands of times to law enforcement executives, not just the beat cops, but executives. The heavy preponderance of people, we're talking like 75 to 85% of every single person I've ever given this assessment to for law enforcement was the lower right. They were accommodating, they're steady, they're people-oriented, they're servants of others. And so what you're seeing, though, is people have become, and law enforcement has become, afraid. For decades, they've been selfless, putting their own careers on the line, because they knew if they took the right action for the right reasons, for the right ethical reasons, they would be covered. Mm-hmm. Not so anymore. People villainize them, so they no longer feel safe in putting themselves above, I mean, putting others above themselves. Now they're trying to balance that dichotomy. And that's what I think has really hurt us in a lot of these areas.
How can that be changed? How can that be fixed when you, that sort of attitude or that sort of way of thinking has become almost the norm in so many places?
Media. It really comes down to that, I think. I mean, so it's incumbent. One of the great reasons we have a free press is to hold our elected officials accountable to the people, to hold the people that are in the public trust accountable to everyone. So we have transparency, so we can trust our government organizations, institutions, because that's what our democracy, our republic is founded on, is this trust in our government organizations and institutions to have our best interests at heart. And so by all means, we keep holding law enforcement accountable, but we also need to celebrate when they do it right.
Sure.
More. Because there's a lot of those situations where, and I we do see it from time to time, but I think to balance that dichotomy out, where we're seeing more proactive, more positive things coming out of it, where we're seeing right practices happen, that we need to celebrate those right practices. And then the departments that are struggling, they need to have the humility to say, all right, we have a problem. Here's the best practices we can incorporate. And it comes down to just more solid leadership by everyone and accountability where they own it, and everyone kind of rallying around the fact that we all need to feel safer.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that is to help people to feel safer by being honest, transparent, and celebrating our successes as well as our failures.
I think you're exactly right. And having the transparency, I think, is a big thing, and being able to admit if there's a problem, if something was done wrong, it wasn't done intentional, especially when that sort of thing happens, it creates so much distrust in people who otherwise, you know, always, you know, did believe in law enforcement and do for the most part, and do believe that, you know, for the most part, there's good people. There's bad people in everything too. But when that organization that should be good continues to try and cover up for the bad ones, yeah, it just baffles my mind, because it's like, why would you not throw someone out there who really did do something bad and let them face the consequences of it? It ends up the PR end of it. Yes, you shield the one person almost by cheating, by shielding them, and things don't come out. But why let the rest of a single department then take the brunt of all of that shame and the mistrust? I don't understand why there isn't more transparency and why more departments don't actively want to get rid of their bad apples rather than kind of shutting it off and covering it up to the community that they serve.
It's because there's a lot of relationships that get really tied together too closely.
Yeah.
The first thing that happens when you have a department that has lost the public trust, you got to lop off the head. You need new leadership. Because when people start circling the wagons, the people that are in charge are put in charge by others.
Sure.
And if you're going to admit the failure of one, that might jeopardize your own future, your own safety, your own board membership, your own, electorate. So all these things kind of are, it's never just one person. Mm-hmm. It's all tied to a lot of other people. But the only way that you gain public trust is by having that transparency, openness, and owning it. And if you're going to create a culture, you got to lop off the top, because I have not had any situation where a problem has been fixed rapidly by a good leader at top, because there are bad cops. And we've seen this from time to time.
Sure.
And when this organization and the chief or the sheriff owns it, they get rid of it, they prosecute it, they're open and honest and transparent about it, it's fixed.
Yeah.
But when you, like you're describing, when you have situations where there's systemic problems, mm-hmm, I guarantee you it's the top. It starts at the top and filters down. Every organization imbues and takes on the personality, the traits, and the behavior and thought patterns of the leaders above him. Because why not? Because if I think, act, and behave like my boss, that makes me safe. I will have a successful career here. The people that don't fit in, they quit or they get fired. And so that's it. And so I'm a big believer, and you got to look at anytime something goes sideways. This is what we did in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
If something went sideways with any of my Marines, the first person that's called in is me and is about to be fired. Mm-hmm. And then they talk to the Marine. Always. And if I couldn't explain exactly what was going on, exactly what I was already doing to rectify this problem, exactly what we're going to do, the milestones we're going to hit.
Yeah.
I was relieved. I was done. Career over.
Yeah.
And so accountability at the top. This is what being a leader is. It's about being a servant of others and being accountable for the behavior of your people and being able to recognize it. And again, how do you inspire trust? Open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability. And the vulnerability aspect is where you say, this is where I suck, but this is where I'm great. And we're going to combine these two together, and we will get better together.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, peopleformula.com is his website. You can check out all of his books there and his podcast. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight. Always appreciated. You want to follow me on Twitter? You can do so. I'm at Tony B Pod. Tony B Pod on Twitter. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.